Welcome to Wondering Wednesday.
Wondering on Wednesday.
That's right. It is your favorite hosts, Mary Ellen and Joe, and we are so excited to answer questions for you on Wednesdays.
You can send us all of your burning points and miles questions, whether it's 101, 201, questions about a specific trip itinerary. We're going to pick one each week and feature it on the show in a little tiny bite-sized episode.
You can send your questions to Mary Ellen and Joe at wonderlandonpoints.com. You can DM us. You can send them to us through the Facebook group. We want to hear from you.
So let's dive in.
Let's go. Welcome back, everybody. It's Wednesday, and we are wondering something. We are wondering, when is it actually okay to add an authorized user? We've mentioned before that it's not always a good idea, something you should really think hard about before you do it. So, Joe, when is it actually okay to add an authorized user?
Great question. Let me start this by giving you a little bit of an anecdote about why it's not a good idea to add an authorized user. When I started the job that I am currently at, they made me an authorized user on their Chase Sapphire Preferred credit card because I do a lot of spending for their family and they wanted me to have a card with my name on it because it just seemed like a normal, good idea. But first of all, I started to notice a little bit of a hit to my credit when that happened because their spending habits are different than my spending habits, and it was affecting the amount of expenditure that was going on a card. As we all know, your credit score is broken up into a bunch of different factors, but one of the factors is utilization. And it was a higher utilization than I was used to. More of the total credit was being spent every month than I was used to on my credit score, and it had an effect. Because when you get added to a card as an authorized user, it's as if you got a new card yourself. It counts as a 524 spot. It also makes it so you can't get that card yourself. So I had to be taken off as an authorized user on their card in order to actually be able to get the Chase Sapphire Preferred myself. And I didn't really realize any of this initially. So, word of warning about why you typically should not be adding people as authorized users to your card, especially your player two, because you want to be able to both get sign-up bonuses for certain cards.
And here's the thing, in today's day and age, with all the tapping that we do when we're paying at stores, you don't even really need to have the card. Often what works for my family is one person will put their credit card in like their Apple wallet. And then whenever I go to the store, I just use my phone to tap and pay for things. And then my husband can have the physical card and he can pay for things with the physical card. Or another thing that often works is sometimes when you get a new card, it may take the bank a week or two to send it to you. If you call the bank and say, hey, can you overnight the card to me? Can you expedite it? They will send you a card faster. Sometimes they've already put the other one in process, and that has caused our family to actually get two physical copies of the card, which both work. So that's another thing we've done. There are some cards that we have two of, even though they have the same name, it's not somebody being an authorized user or not. We just have two copies of the card. So you don't really need to add them as an authorized user for them to be a user of the card. That's just unfortunately kind of how it works in our society now with all the tapping.
Absolutely. And it's what we do too. My fiance keeps the physical copies. I have everything in my Apple wallet. It's so easy. It's really, and there's barely been any circumstances where I'm trying to buy something at a place that doesn't accept Apple Pay these days. So let's talk through the scenario when it actually is a good idea to add somebody as an authorized user. And it is rare, and this one is pretty specific, but I think it's a good one. American Express, and I have also noticed incentives for this with American Airlines co-branded cards, weirdly enough. I don't know if it's all the time. It might have just been a special offer. But sometimes cards will incentivize you to add an authorized user. And while generally the incentive is pretty low, in the case of the American Express Gold Card, it is 10,000 points for adding an authorized user and spending, I believe, $2,000 in the first couple of months on the authorized user's card. It's a nice little perk if you have teens. Now, different banks have different age limits. With American Express, it is 13. My daughter turns 13 in December, and I'm going to add her as an authorized user on that card. And why would I do that? Great question. I'm so glad you asked. It is because by the time she is 18, she will have some established credit history, and it will be very good, and it will be very high. So when she is ready to get her own travel credit cards, or maybe she needs a car loan, or she's trying to get an apartment, she will have the history that I have established for her, and it will be a very good, clean credit history because I am responsible with credit cards. Mary Ellen, talk about why you should not add your child as an authorized user if you are not a person who pays off your balances every month.
Yeah, just like you can build your child's credit and start them off on the right foot, you can also hurt your child's credit and start them off on the wrong foot. So a lot of times when people add their child as an authorized user, they may not even give the child the card.
Correct.
You know, you don't want your child off messing up your credit either and spending all kinds of money they shouldn't be spending. But it's a good way to build their credit if you can do it in a wise way, and also maybe to teach them and help them learn about finances and money. But yeah, you don't want to hurt your child's credit. Another time that maybe it is a good idea to add an authorized user, and I have actually done this, is I made the choice to add an authorized user to my Capital One Venture X card. The reason I did that is because one of the fantastic perks of the Venture X card is access to the Capital One lounges. And when you have an authorized user, they also get unlimited access to the Capital One lounges. So by adding someone in your family as an authorized user, you can help them get access to something that they wouldn't have otherwise. So that's a fun card and one that I think more often people are adding authorized users.
Absolutely, because the annual fee on that card is very, very high. And the idea that you're going to want two of those cards and two of those annual fees is less likely than, for example, wanting two Chase Sapphire Preferreds with a $95 annual fee. So that is a great example of when an authorized user is a good idea, because those lounges are super fun, and to have access to that is a great thing, and to only have to pay one annual fee is also a great thing. So this is what we've been wondering about today, and we'll see you here next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new Travel Rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going, so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com, and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.